The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Wanda, I touched the board and it all lit up. Is that because we're on the radio?
That's because you've got your finger on the throbbing pulse of things.
You're the best. Hey, I've been really excited. I've been waiting a long time to get this guest on the show. We got Tim Marshall on. We're going to tell you how to rock your sales. We're going to talk about the difference between achieving personal, financial, and professional goals. We're going to make sure you have a rock solid day. We're going to talk about things today that you're going to use to make your life better today and tomorrow. You'll be able to do it immediately. So, Wanda, this is where I say rock the house, girlfriend. But stick with us. We're going to have the greatest time. Oh, yeah, this is where I talk about my friends at Warren Henry and how I'm a part of the Warren Henry family. But they have a new member of the Warren Henry family as of yesterday, my mom. That's right, I got my mom a car, and they showed me how to get her into an Infiniti for basically the same price as a Toyota. So you guys got to call Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking for lease to lease a car or buy a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, Gainesville. They've got Audi. They got the Lamborghini up on State Road 84 and Turnpike. And in Key West, they got all kinds of brands, including Toyota. Hey, what do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and my mom as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
Oh, you know, I love those Marlins games. I have a great time. I bring my clients. It's the only real sporting event. Well, I guess golf you could probably talk, but you got to be quiet. I love going to the Marlins games and talking to my friends, all the people in my ballpark club team, all my season ticket guys. We renewed. We're going to have a great time at the ballpark. And by midseason, I will be joined by Miss Vivian. That's right. She's feeling great. Hey, this is where I talk about if you need capital for your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Spectrum is the largest and, well, not necessarily the largest, but we are the oldest, been around for 35 years, private lenders. So if you need cash, maybe you need a construction loan, you can't get one from your bank, maybe you need some equity cashed out of your house or your business real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. 800. That's right, 305-773-6300. Give me a call. Maybe you're a realtor and you got clients from out of the country. I can help them get financed. Maybe you've got bad credit. I can help you. If you need creative financing for a real estate deal, debt or equity, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm real excited. I've been waiting for a while to have this gentleman on my show. He's Tim S. Marshall. He's an award-winning author. And we have a lot of things in common. While Tim grew up in Detroit and I grew up in New Jersey, we both moved to Miami, real young age, South Florida. And our first job was both delivering papers.
That is true, 100%.
You know, now you went into, you know, selling business equipment. I went into selling real estate. And then we've met here today. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Tim, tell people a little bit about your background because I just gave them a taste.
Yeah, my background is I'm originally from Michigan. I moved down here when I was 12 years old, and I literally stopped learning from the age of 12 to 20. I was kind of stuck in my own isolation and negative thoughts. I had some problems adjusting to South Florida. But my background goes like this. I enrolled in community college when I was 20 years old, and the counselor told me, I don't know how to tell you this, but you basically have a seventh grade education.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like, great news. So what does that mean? I can't get my diploma in 2 years? So the bottom line is I had to literally learn everything I didn't learn. And it took me 2 years to get a college credit. And I went from remedial math to tutoring in quantitative methods based on doing what was uncomfortable.
And, yeah, and I couldn't I actually did pass quantitative, yeah. But I didn't really like that one too
yeah.
much.
So it was kind of one of those things where, you know, when I talk to people, I always ask them too, where they ask me, what was that moment that changed my life?
Aha moment?
The aha moment. You know, and the aha moment for me was finding a tape in my parents' garage called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale.
Oh, Earl Nightingale.
Yeah.
For sure.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And so what was the essential message that gave you?
You know what the message was is you become what you think about. And I kind of turned that around a little bit, and I started to take notes on basically taking actions moving forward. So I turned that into, you know what, I'm going to start doing what's uncomfortable, and I'm going to start breaking through all these different barriers, self-judgment, self-doubt, fear, but I'm going to act it. And as soon as I started acting it, my mindset changed.
You know, I saw this great HBO thing with Jerry Seinfeld. In the end, Jerry Seinfeld talks about how he's lying in bed and he's uncomfortable. But the minute that he wakes up and starts rolling, then it all goes away and he becomes Jerry Seinfeld. And I think that's true for a lot of people is if you let there and you let the bugaboos in your brain in the morning get at you, you're never going to get anywhere. But if you go down and you put your foot on the ground and you pivot off that foot, you're going to have a good day.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, and I always talk to people about momentum. I mean, you have great passion.
Thank you.
Right? Energy. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, and we've talked about this before, about doing what's uncomfortable in a way where it's like you know what you should be doing. And if you don't do it, you're going to be stuck in immobility.
You know, it's very difficult. People, there's a reason that they're afraid. And a lot of times I like to say that the energy field that comes with the anticipation of an event is me getting prepared to meet the challenge. There is no such thing as fear. It's just me getting ready to meet the challenge. And the only question is, how much is it going to take?
Exactly. And if you look at fear in a certain way where it's like, even if I go back to school, where once I started to take those classes, that fear meter went down. Same thing when I went to outside sales. I was the least likely. I was bottom end of the class. My college professor said, whatever you do, don't go on the outside sales. Your presentation skills, they're not good. So, of course, I went to outside sales.
Well, you know, people buy from people like them. And yeah. I don't think everybody has the greatest people skills. But what people appreciate is somebody that gets in the trenches and blocks and tackles. People come to me and they ask me to help them to do a lot of different things. Help me write this. Help me ask somebody. Help me do this. Help me do that. And I'll never ever help them unless they've taken a swing at it themselves first.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like starting out in sales, right? I had this this amazing block of fear of rejection, 100%. And what I did was I just called and called and called and called. And I became the number one account manager for a Fortune 500 company in the world for 10 straight years based on doing the actions, doing what was uncomfortable, creating relationships with strangers.
Now, I've always ascribed to the theory of I'm not making a sale until the person has an objection. People are afraid to get objections. I embrace objections.
I love objections.
Why?
I just love, because you know what it is? It's like I had a day one time where I was like, I made 100 calls. And I called somebody and I said, listen, I made 100 calls today. This is going to be 101. I've been rejected 100 times. Is there any way we can set up a meeting? And here's why. And it was like, you know what? It's like when you take on those rejections too, you start to ebb and flow. You use that trial and error to grow. So you can absolutely take whatever that is and you get more specific and you build up your resiliency and your skill sets.
100%.
I have a question.
Go ahead, yeah. Wanda.
What's the difference between rejection and objection?
Very good. High five to the control room.
Yeah. Wow. I like that one.
And? All right. Yeah. Well, give her the answer now. All right. Now so you got the hard answer to give.
That is okay. Now I'm going to have to think. All right. So a rejection is somebody just saying no. Well, that turns into an objection.
Why? Why are you saying no?
Why are you saying no?
Oh, I got you, Wanda.
And it could be a condition. You know, if the condition is that, you know what? I live in Michigan, and I will never need an ocean kayak, and I'm never going to go down to Florida. That's a condition, right?
Okay.
An objection is that, you know what? I live in Florida, but you know what? I can't afford an ocean kayak. And then you start to work around whatever that is. And
even for the person in Michigan, I would sell them a lake quality kayak that they could ride on the lake. You know, our ocean kayak, it'll do good on the lake too. But it's just listening. It's really listening.
I like that question, though.
Yeah,
that
I know. Well, Wanda's question. Always, she's got great questions.
Dang, man, that came out of the blue.
That didn't really come out of the blue. I saw her raising her hand, so I didn't want to. But, you know, that was a really good question. To me, you know, we talked a little bit about the difference between the different goals people have. How should people set their goals?
You know what? I would say this. You know, the small tactical goals per moment, per day. You know, sometimes we look at like the greatest thing that comes up. It's like a Thanksgiving Day parade, the greatest image. Oh, I can be this. I can be that. And meanwhile, they sputter down because they don't do the steps of what it takes to make those little small goals work. So within, you know, building my sales career up, I had little small goals to start my own company. So I began to be a business within a business, but I knew I had to learn, like you talked about, that fear meter. Start preparing yourself and learning what it takes.
So you had a seventh grade education, ended up tutoring people in advanced math, went to work selling business equipment, making lots of cold calls to people that already had business equipment.
Yes.
And your goal was to have your own company. Can I say it now? Ha!
Yes.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, well, you know what? I opened up a company in January of 2008.
Oh, smart time. Good timing.
Right when the market crashed.
Good timing. And what'd that do? How'd that work out?
I made Inc. Magazine's list as far as one of the fastest growing companies 4 years in a row, and I sold it 5 years later. And I never borrowed any money, and I was profitable every single month.
Well, it sounds to me like we took 15 minutes to give your introduction, didn't we? We're going to be back in a second with Tim Marshall. I hope you're going to stick around and hear some of his tips, because I know I've got something to learn from him. I think you may do it too. And I know this. I've already put to work some of his lessons today. I got trepidation when I was going to make phone calls, and I said, heck, I'm making those phone calls, and I got business. Wanda, rock the house, girl.
Me press trigger, me no press people button. No bad chat come face me with some. Like only have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next turn fool. Press trigger, me no press people button. No bad chat come face me with some. Like only have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next turn fool. Hang it.
Wanda, you got this electro-funk music, and it always starts out kind of goofy, and I end up rocking and loving it. It's like, you always know what I'm going
to
like.
I like to move, and you do, too.
I like to groove, too. All right, everybody, I moved, and I grooved, and I got my mom a car this weekend at Warren Henry. We started out with a Toyota, and then they showed us how their Infiniti, they could give us the same monthly payment. I said, high five, Ismet, give me that car. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Ismet and Larry for helping me get my mom into a car. She feels safe. She feels like a queen. And I feel great because of that. You know what? All these cars they've got are exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So mom's got an assistant now. Whoa! I guess that person's going to make reservations for her and get her stuff all done. But you know what? It's always the best price, always the best service. It's always Warren Henry. Join my mom and I as members of the Warren Henry family. Remember, it's always Warren Henry Wanda.
Me press trigger, me no press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Game say them a friend and them bad mind me friend.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, I closed my deal for Vivian. I got her a kidney. It wasn't easy. It took me 4 years, lots of Facebook ads, lots of people getting tested, and lots of positive energy. So listen, if you need help with your deal, maybe you should call me too. Because when you call me, it's all about you. You call 305-773-6300. You get me. What do you get when you get me? Somebody who cares. I want to help you with your real estate issue. I can help you with a loan from $150,000 to $15 million all across the state of Florida. Close fast. One person makes the call. We can commit today, and we can fund within a week. Sounds like your kind of deal? Then call me at 305-773-6300. I get calls all the time from friends and from people like you. Maybe you're one of my friends. Hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll help you pull cash out of your real estate. We'll help you solve your problem. If you've got equity in your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Tim S. Marshall. Tim is, you know, started out with a seventh grade education, built himself a big old company, and sold it for a fat price. And now he goes out and helps people understand how they can do that, too, because you're just a guy, aren't you?
I'm just a guy.
And you just worked real hard and got good grades.
I work very, very hard.
All right. Well, that's what it takes. It just doesn't come easy unless you get lucky and get hit by the lightning bolt.
That is very, very, very true.
Now, Tim, if I was going to ask you what your foundation principle is, what would you say?
Your words. Practice your words. And I'll give you a quick story. When I was selling office equipment, I was demoing a system, and it took me 6 months to build up this relationship with the customer. I went through the objections, the rejections, everything. I finally got the office equipment out there, and I was like, okay, this is where it's going to happen, right? Well, then it jammed, and then it jammed, and then it caught on fire.
No way. It didn't really catch on fire.
It caught on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be trying to have equipment sell for me anymore. And that's when I really started to polish my words. I began to read out loud, use voice inflection, use compelling messages, learn the art of how to tell my story and another company's story, too, to back it up, to leverage it, to leverage other people, to build value in other people. So I really harness my words in a way where I can take over companies or I can work with professional athletes. Whatever it is, our words are the most powerful thing in the world, and it's the only true thing we have control over.
Fascinating perspective, but right on. Right on. I'm actually speechless. Well, that's really great stuff. You know, yeah. I specialize in words, too. I manipulate them, and I do the inflection and stuff like that. I maybe don't have all the lessons and knowledge that you have on the application, but I agree with you completely. And I would say something even more than that. I would say that it's also the consistent application of your perspective. I think you need to be consistent all the time, dependable.
You know, it's right on key. I was asked years ago, what separated me from everybody else? I raised my hand and I said, consistency, 100%. Consistency is the key to success or failure.
You know, I tell people that I'm as regular as the tide. You can count on me coming in. You can count on me going out. But I'm going to be there. The sun, the tide, and me, Jim Freed. We're all dependable.
Yes.
And then the other thing that I found is it's very important as well is to be consistent in your presentation of your brand. We have Bruce Turkel on the show. We talk about branding all the time with Bruce. And I think you're another great example of building a brand and maintaining the brand. How did you build your image in the marketplace that people had when you were selling copiers? How did you break through the clutter and the, oh, it's another copier salesman? How did you build your brand and make yourself different?
Building relationships with strangers. I like people. I love people. So when I would go out and speak to them, it wasn't about, you know, will you buy this? It's more like I'm in front of 40 different customers a day or a week or whatever that number is. I can help leverage our contacts. Here's the company I work for. So I make sure there's credibility across the board. And I sustain those relationships over years, years and years and years and years. So it actually becomes like a hub of a network. So one customer turned into 4,000.
You know, it's really very true. And we talked about this off the air. I would have to say the green room, but it's this grayish room. And we talked about how we both have incredible networks.
Yes.
And leveraging those networks. And, you know, I've got a lot of people out there that listen. But more than that, I got people that look at my flyer, that see what's on. They go see what's on. They don't listen, but they always want to know. They always stay in touch. And it helps me get my message across and keeps me in front of them and keeps me touching them. I touch every person I know that will let me. People can opt out. And I mean that in a business sense, not in the
I didn't think any differently.
All right. And I reach out to them 2-3 times a week, once with an email that talks about my business products and once or twice with an email that talks about the radio show, which also, by the way, carries a message about my business products.
Absolutely. And you're just rebranding yourself. You're networking. You're building value. You're creating that bridge, as you said, to other people. And it helps. It grows. You know, it's not and what happens is, too, in sales, a lot of people get caught up in like a transactional sale. There's in and out. That's it. But there's so much more than that.
Well, I think that it comes out to the fact that, well, when I was in school, they talked about the term I hate using. I'm not going to use the term. I'm going to describe it instead. They said that once somebody bought something, they might get a negative feel about it, might not feel good about it after they bought it. I think that the person that did that sale didn't do the sale correctly.
Yeah.
I think that people should have pride. And then my mom bought the car. It's a little bit more car than she wanted. We're helping her out a little bit. But I want my mom to be driving around in that car. She's 80 years old, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. She worked hard. Yeah. I want her to enjoy her success. Isn't that kind of what it's all about?
Absolutely. I mean, really, it boils down to it's like when you solve a problem, it feels good.
100%.
It feels really good.
That's what I do all day long, to solve problems.
We solve problems. That's all we do, right?
It is. If people didn't want to have their problems solved, they, you know, what would they do now? I like one of the things you say in your book. You call yourself a crash test dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on that just a little bit.
If it's uncomfortable, I'll do it. I mean, within reason. But it's like within business for more, you know, more than anything else. It's like writing a book. I took 25 years worth of notes. I mean, I was consistent, right? And I created a platform Now I have six books. So my patience was 25 years to build a company, right? So I problem solved and I became a crash test dummy so that I could teach people how to go from point A to point B a lot faster.
Based on your experience.
Based on my experience. Knocking my head, and I can say, you know what? Do it like this. So when I work with somebody, they can start a company faster. They can be more effective as a salesperson. I mean, just save everybody time.
Time is what it is. It's all yes. about. Time is the one thing we can't buy more of.
That is very true.
And you know, I've been listening to what you've been saying. It's really terrific. And I'm going to give you – I don't know if it's the same perspective you have or not – my friend Larry Zinn, you hear me talking about him on the Warren Henry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He will take somebody with a high school education and help them make six figures, get health insurance and everything else as long as they follow his plan on how to sell cars. And he takes them and they start out as a lump of clay. The best ones are out there washing cars in the back. Mm-hmm. They've got the want to.
Yes.
And he rewards them. The guy that sold yes. me my car – he washed cars.
Yes.
Larry washed cars for yes. crying out loud. I'm telling you, I delivered newspapers. I washed pets. I worked in the delicatessen where I smelled like a piece of meat for years. My mom wouldn't make me take my clothes off outside. I worked real hard. I went to school. I had a pair of flip-flops
yep.
and a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from that I've made where I am today. And I think we all need to take a step back and take pride in what we've accomplished and who we are, because we all bring value. We all have something to give to the community. I was talking to another friend of mine just a minute ago before the show started, and she told me that all she wanted to do was make a lot of money so she could give it away. How do you not want to help that person?
Absolutely. And you know what? You've nailed it, because – you know, the best things that I always – when I coach somebody is two important things. Open mind and drive. When you have somebody that has an open mind and they have the drive, it's amazing what they can succeed. And their success meter is based on what they think.
You know, I agree with you completely. And I'm sorry I cut you off.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because just today I was thinking about, am I limiting myself? I always try to revisit where I'm at. And, you know, now I'm coming out of finding Vivian the Kitty. It's basically been 4 years of hell, 2.5 years of a lot of hell. And the last couple of months have been super hellacious. And I kind of lost myself in all that.
Yeah,
you know, I had the radio show, but I became Jim Freed, the guy looking for Vivian's kidney, and the guy that does real estate in the radio.
Yeah.
And now I've got to get back into being Jim Freed, the guy that does real estate. And I'm starting to think to myself, and what else is there? And so while I'm really excited about what I do, I'm also keeping my mind open. And the radio show, I'm going to make it a bigger and bigger focus. I want to hand it off to my wife, who I've already kind of built it for. And I want to keep on using it to build relationships. My gosh, Tim, it sounds like I'm following your book.
I think that you got your own book going. But, yeah, you're pretty good. And I love the passion. I mean, that's one of the things, too, that – you know, drives. I mean, when you have passion too, it's like, I mean, your demeanor, your passion, everything. I mean, that's so important to build anything. And, you know, it's like the struggles too we all have in life. And I always refer to it as like protecting your emotional bullseye. You know, when something hits us, right? And we have to acknowledge it. We have to identify it, because if we let everything else get in the way, then all of a sudden we fall into that domino effect. And then everything starts to go awry a little bit. So, you know, it's one of those things I always try to keep track of as well. You know, when something, and I know you've been through some struggles, but it's like, you know, really protecting our emotions and keeping the actions positive is the most important thing we can do at all times.
100%. And I think it goes back to the first thing you said, which is mm-hmm. that people, you know, believe what they feed themselves, what you got out of the Nightingale book. Now, we're almost out of time for this segment. We just got a call that the folks from the medical marijuana industry are stuck and they won't be able to be here on time. They were coming in from Atlanta. They got stuck. What a surprise. It's tough to get in from Atlanta the week before President. Can you stick around to go one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. High
Let's
five.
Let's do it.
All right. This is going to be great. I'm really enjoying myself. everybody here is getting a free coaching session and perhaps a little bit of free psychological therapy. I know I'm getting therapy.
It's very good stuff.
Is it good stuff, Wanda?
It's great stuff.
All right, well, then stick with us. We're going to have more good stuff after this. We got Bill, we got Mark, we got Debbie and Richard. They're all listening, plus a whole lot more folks. And we've got you out there, too. Thank you for sticking with us. We're going to talk about more great things that are going to help you be better in business, better in life, and get ahead. You can put them in place today and start rocking on it immediately. Wanda, rock it. Get back in the seat and get in front of the mic. We're having a rocking good time. We're moving and grooving, rocking like we're here. And all right, I want to thank you again, Tim Marshall, for sticking with us for that extra segment. Tim, really do appreciate that. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I know I do, and that's why I took my 80-year-old mom to Warren Henry, and we just got her a brand-new Infiniti. Those guys are great. They actually got the payment the same as the Toyota she was going to buy. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, like I said, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, Audi in Gainesville, Lamborghini at State Road 84, and all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. Hey, I can help you with your real estate. If you need cash, I got it. Debt, equity, answer here. 305-773-6300 is all you got to do. Give me a call, because when you call me, it's all about you. We'll do residential commercial portfolio loans. That means we make the loans ourselves. We've been in the business for 35 years. We put out money for some of the most high net worth individuals here in town, and we've been doing it for years. When you call us, one person picks up the phone, they make the decision, they can commit that day, we can close in a week. Sounds too good to be true? Sorry, it's the truth. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Want to take money out of your existing commercial property because you got equity in it? You want to use that for something else? Give me a call. We can help. Don't have good credit? We don't care. Don't have a U.S. residency? Okay with us. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative and exotic commercial real estate structure? Got those too. 305-773-6300. Call me, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I know somebody that's listening, somebody up at the Facebook control room, because they don't like the fact that we play music. Sorry, Facebook. We do the best we can, but we're a radio station, and they pay for the rights for the music. So we're back. We've got Tim Marshall. He's a rock star in the business world. He started with a seventh grade education and ended up selling his firm to some big old firm and making a boatload of money. Now he goes around and tells people how he did it and how they can do it too. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much.
I hope that was an okay description.
A very good description.
All right, good. So, Tim, now we've got people and they're trying to get from their struggling in their job. They got a job. They want to work for themselves. How do they make that happen?
Due diligence. You know, it's
well,
it's,
that's the answer I thought. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Due diligence. Do the research. Find out what skills that you have. And the other thing is, you know, if somebody's looking to start their own company, look at where you're at right now within a company. Start looking around. How is it run? What do you like? What would you change? How are the numbers run? How is the marketing done? Start learning all the way, every single day. So when you do leap over into that new world, you're a lot more prepared.
You know, that's a great way to do it. I'm talking to some folks about helping them start a brand new company. And the first thing I did was I looked at their current organization and the way that that organization behaves. And I saw some things that could be more efficient about it. And when you make that observation, you've got to be careful when you present it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I teach people is speed and activity. You know, it's like when you learn something, act on what you learn. The faster and more you do it, it's not about being sloppy, but it's about keeping it going, because the more time that you have, the more self-doubt comes in. So if you want to start your own company, make sure that you're just keeping up with that cadence. Learn, act on it, learn, act on it, learn, act on it.
Jump in the cold water. Don't just stick your toe in.
Absolutely.
You know, I've never seen anybody really get in the pool after they stopped. You know, you've got to kind of just keep going.
Yep.
And as you... as somebody does their survey, I think you're really talking about surveying what's going on, who you are, what the marketplace is, how do you fit into the marketplace. I think it's really important. When people come to me and they ask me how I can help them, you know, they want me to help them get a job or something, I go, who do you want me to introduce you to and why?
Yeah.
Come back later.
Why is the question?
Yeah, and if they don't know, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best things too is know your own story. You know, everybody has their own story, but sometimes the best story wins based on problem solving. You know, what have you done to increase your possibilities into probabilities of succeeding? So it's very, very important for anybody that feels like they're challenged in a certain way, or if they're not growing or whatever it is, just make sure that you're learning, educate yourself, read in the morning. You know, every time you read something and learn something new, you're increasing your possibilities and the probabilities.
I start off, part of my routine, we talked about being consistent, is I start off and I read and read. I read for about an hour. I get up, I get my little beverage, and I start reading. And I don't get up until I've read the paper, the business stuff, my not emails. I don't read emails because email is somebody else's agenda. But I read pick that one up.
That's
you like
good.
That, don't
I
you?
I like that
you
a lot.
Can, boom, there you go. And
that's
and
a takeaway.
That's a takeaway. And instead, what I try to do is I try to write, I have a different email account. It drives all of my reading into that, and that's what I read. And I don't read everybody else's email or their demand on me until I'm ready to roll and I sit down. Because the minute I look at that first email, somebody has co-opted my day.
That is very true, and it's like when you read in the morning too, and if you're focused in on what you're reading and if you want to learn something new and there's not an energy zapper, it's going to stick with you.
So, yeah. It's also making sure you don't get distracted and disconnected. The other thing I like to do is I like to make notes. Everybody says you should have all your notes on one page, 100%. But I got notes everywhere. I got notes everywhere because it's the things that I want to accomplish.
You know, it's funny. On my phone, I mean, I must have wrote like a million notes. But I write notes all the time. All the time.
Well, you have to. Because
have to.
My brain works so quickly that I could be looking and talking, and I'll forget what I'm working on. And that's another reason, by the way. We should do a whole show on working on email. That's another reason that I don't like looking at emails while I'm making phone calls or doing anything else. And I can usually tell when the other person's looking at their emails. And sometimes I'll get on the phone and I'll go, excuse me, please make sure you don't look at emails while we're talking.
Yeah.
And I catch the person. Woo! And they turn back around and they start talking to me again.
Yeah.
But it's real important to have a focus and to work with people. And to do that in the most positive way. And I want to kind of circle back around, Tim. We're kind of coming up to the end of the segment. We've only got about like 5 more minutes left.
Okay.
And I want to go back because we got a bunch of new people listening now.
Okay.
Let's go back to some of your basic themes, your basic premises. What is your baseline? Because I know for me, I build my life like a pyramid. You can have that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what would be in your base of your pyramid?
Always do what's uncomfortable, you know, as long as it's positive. Always. Speed and activity. Keep doing it. The more time that you give between not doing something, the more self-doubt's going to hit. The other thing is reading in the morning, reading out loud, exercising your mouth, exercising your voice inflection. Also look at compelling messages. What's in it for the other person? Takeaways. You know, that's why I write notes. You know, it's like, what's effective? You know, if you're problem solving, what's in it for the other person? You know, there's got to be some kind of situation that you can help the other person. If you can't figure out how you help them, then how are you going to help yourself?
You know, this has been a fabulous therapy session for me. Yeah. I wake up in the morning and I'm nervous. I'm filled with self-doubt until I get on the floor, and then I start looking at the things that I do and all the things that I got working, and I feel a little better after that.
Yeah.
And then I start finding new ideas by reading the paper and reading the business periodicals, and I'm feeling a little better after that. And then I have my friends that I know, well, my people I do business with that I know that start working around 7:45 in the morning, and I start calling them. And then by about 9 o'clock, I'm ready. I'm breathing fire. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm in traffic. I'm calling my mom. I'm complaining about traffic. She's saying it's my fault because I do all those buildings. Yeah. And it's just a really great thing. So here we are. We're at the end of our segment. Mm-hmm. We've talked about being uncomfortable. We've talked about doing what it takes. We've talked about, you know, one of the things I don't think we've really talked about, being transparent. What about that?
Being real. Be yourself. When I get in front of people, you know what? I'm just myself. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell them I don't know the answer, but I'll find the answer. And the other thing is just real quick, you know, is, you know, once you learn something, teach it. Teach it. Because what happens is, too, once you teach it, like when I was in sales, I'd teach other salespeople how to sell. So then I learned how to delegate, right? And then the next thing you know, you learn how to inspect. Teach, delegate, and inspect, but be real. Be genuine. That's the biggest thing.
Look, I'm going to go all the way back to when I was dating. And when you're dating, everybody wants to put on this facade, and they want to do this, yes, and they want to do that.
Yep, yep.
And I would pull up, and I would say, whoa, this is me.
Very
I
good.
Ain't got all the money in the world, ain't got the fanciest car, yeah, but I got me.
Yep.
You want to be around me? Great. This is who it is. And then I didn't have to worry about being somebody else on the next date or down the road. And when I got married, my wife loved me.
Very, very important point. Be true to yourself. It's the most effective way to have peace and happiness, 100%.
You know, Tim, I really appreciate it. I want to thank Aramis. A big shout out to Aramis for putting all this. It's all his fault. It's all his fault.
He said he only had so much time to talk to you, and he was like limited. It was like, boom.
He was terrific. Aramis, thanks for putting this together. Yeah. Tim, I hope you'll come back sometime.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a great time.
You're a good guy.
We're going to have a great time. I hope everybody got a lot out of this. I hope they all got fired up. If you didn't get a lot out of it and you didn't get fired up, it's because you didn't listen to this. It'll be up on my website as soon as Robert Pitts puts it up. But Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's been awesome.
We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk a little bit about the changes I'm seeing in Vivian and how she's coming back like a beautiful flower. If you thought this stuff in the first 45 minutes was positive, wait till you see the next 15 minutes. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be filled with love and positive energy and hope for the future. Wanda, take us away.
When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Sorry, we were having a mutual appreciation society going on in here.
Love fest.
Well, I really like him.
He's a nice guy.
Well, I'm impressed because he built himself up. You know, people that build themselves up from the ground, that bootstrap themselves, I have all of the, I call it the I just like that part. I call it the we're all self-made people. I forget the term I want to use. The club of self-made people. I have a special affinity and really want to help somebody that's done it themselves. It's just a really, really great. You know who else? Warren Henry. Yes. You know, Dave's in. He did it himself, handed it off to Warren, who handed it off to Larry, and Larry's reinventing the wheel down there. He's got a great team of guys. High five to Larry and Ismet for helping my mom get her new car. That's exactly right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. These guys got my mom the same payment she was going to make for a Corolla. Could you believe that? Now she's driving a brand new Infiniti. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, my mom's going to drive that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my wife, as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda. Wanda, Tim didn't give you your book.
I'll come and fetch it.
You better come and get it. Hey, you know what else you can come and get, people? You can come and get great real estate mortgages and real estate investments if you give me a call at 305-773-6300. You heard Tim talk about it. All I want to do is help you. See, when a real estate transaction comes around, there's a whole bunch of moving pieces. I can help you with some of those moving pieces. The hardest parts, the capital parts. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan from $150,000 to $15 million. We'll do light docs. We'll do residential, if you'll use that for a commercial purpose. We'll also do residential if it's owned by a corporation or somebody from overseas. If it's an investment, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, the Keys. We love the Keys. My partner has a plane. You don't think he loves flying to Key West to do a deal over that beautiful stuff? He'll also fly to Tampa and Orlando, for the record. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Not perfect, not a problem. Give me a call. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I really didn't know what to expect with Tim when he came in here, but Tim Marshall, what a motivation. Inspirational. His story is inspirational to me. You know, making your own way in the world isn't easy. I know I've been doing it. I know you've been doing it too.
It ain't easy.
It isn't. But that's part of the human experience, and we're all in this together. So let's talk about that human experience and that we're all in this together. Vivian is doing great. I have a new job now, Wanda.
I can't wait to hear.
Urine collector and measurer.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'm also Gunga Din. I provide her with water. I'm real good.
Really?
I'm real good. I wash my hands. I wash the stuff that we collected in. But the most important thing I do is I know every day how much better my wife is getting. And it's amazing. I want to thank so much Betty DeMartini and her whole family that was supportive of her. You know, it hasn't been easy on Betty. And Betty gave up a lot. She made a lot of sacrifices to do this for Vivian. Financial, personal, physical, emotional, but she's a hero. She's a true American hero. And I'm telling you, Betty DeMartini, our life is better because of you. And it's going to be, and I'm going to hope and I'm going to work so hard to help make yours better too. But there's a lot of people out there that need kidney transplants, and people need to get out there and see if they can be tested. You call the Miami Transplant Institute or you call me and I'll help you. But if you really want to help somebody, you got to get up and do it. And you'll listen again. I'm going to keep referring to Tim. Tim talked about our guest in the early part of the show about doing something that's uncomfortable and getting out there and getting outside your comfort zone. This is a way to change the world. And yes, it's outside your comfort zone, physically and emotionally, but it's a miracle. If you saw my wife's face and how the lines are going away and how the puffiness is receding and how I can actually see her ankles and how she doesn't have bruises and how there's no more scratches and how she's getting her twinkle back in her eye and her smile and her glow and her happiness and her bounce. Think I'm in love? Yeah, I think I'm in love.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I mean, I know it's not you and Fluffy and Polo, but, you know, we got something special going on here with me and Vivian, and it's a love story. I want to get her on. We're going to bring Betty DeMartini on when they're both feeling better, and we're going to really have the most beautiful experience. But the most important thing to take away from all of this is that you got to be happy. You got to be involved in your community, and you've got to reach out. If we hadn't reached out and told our story, Betty would have never found us. She was looking for somebody like this. And so, again, I'm going to refer back to what Tim said. To be successful, you have to reach out. You have to go outside your comfort zone. You think I knew how to Facebook market? No, I didn't, and now I'm better than a Russian hacker. Yeah, exactly. I thought that was pretty good, you know. And we've got all kinds of people that watch our show. We've got rabbis that watch our show because they know that we've got the right spirit. We've got all kinds of people that get involved. We've had people today that watch the show from D.C. and Texas and Chicago, all over the country.
They can listen to it, too, online.
That's right. How do they do that, Wanda?
I think it's a – is it on Freedom Business?
That's right. They all do right. bit.ly slash Jim Live. They can hear us live. They can go to freedombusiness.com and hear our – well over 1,000 interviews. They can see a lot of the things I've done with Vivian and with Bruce. Our segment today with Tim will be up real soon, and that's a great segment to replay because it's inspirational. You know, he says he's motivational. No, he's inspirational. Aramis, thanks for sending Tim our way. He was really inspirational. He really helped me. And today I used his principles to be more successful, and I think you can too. The number one takeaway, I think, is to not be afraid of doing something. You've got to take the step. If you don't take the step, you can't go on the journey. Oh, I like that. Hopefully you wrote that down in your book, Tim. So we've got a great show for you this week, next week, and every week. It's our goal here on Freedom Business to make sure that you have content that you can put to use today to make your life more successful. I talk about how I can help you with real estate deals. We try to bring people on the show that are refreshing and bring a good perspective, and it's just going to keep on getting better. We were supposed to talk today to two people that are involved in the medical marijuana industry, one of the people that owns one of the seven growers that are licensed in the state of Florida, and, of course, my niece, Nicole Freed, powerhouse girl that she is, who's going to, you know, runs that industry. So we're going to get them on in a future date. We're going to make sure they're here in Miami to talk about it. Maybe I'll even interview them live on tape while they're here over the holiday. But I want to make sure that everybody goes out there, has a great day. If you need some help with real estate, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need a fix for positive energy, well, you just go to our Facebook page or you go to freedombusiness.com and you look at some of those interviews. And we've got them all. We've got Dr. Ashwin Mehta talking about mindfulness. We've got Bruce Jaquel about branding. We've got some superior people. Tom Handler. Tom's going to be on the show next week. Tom is the big asset protection attorney out of Chicago. He helps all the big families protect themselves. And we're going to talk about what the changes in the tax laws mean to you. So make sure you stick with us next week on Freedom Business. And I guess this is sort of where I start the wrap. So I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. Most importantly, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Our friends Larry and Ismet helped me put my mom in a new Infinity. I want to thank our sponsors at the Miami Marlins. They're back this season. They're on the show. We're going to go have fun at the ballpark. Woo-hoo. I want exactly. Wanda will be there with me. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave Financial. But of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. I'm getting close to 2,000, so please go there. I need a few more. Join our community. Give us comments, feedback. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Freed at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website is www.freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up real soon. Robert Pitts makes every effort to have it up by Friday night. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. We're going to have Tom Handler on talking about the tax laws. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way, like Tim. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, I am turning it over to you in Motown.
Love me.
Money Talks.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
This message.